Cody, do you want to introduce this next one?
Sure. Am I on? Is mic on?
I think
So this next one is our latest single. It's called 20 Questions. And we're super excited to play it for you guys.
We don't have to dance if you don't want. Think I saw the lovely little corner of the room. We can skip ahead past the small talk. You can tell me all about your favorite likes and moves. Cause I knew your type the second you walked in, but are we just a walking mess of contradictions? But you'd rather live inside a work of fiction. Yeah, you know me too. So instead of going over, I'm gonna ask you 20 questions. And before the starting over, introduce yourself just like a best friend. It's okay to be curious. Now you can ask me all about my fragile emotions. Sometimes when you're making a phone call, do you ever stop and practice what you're going? Next one is called Hazy.
My tongue.
fading, mind's just caving, like it's racing. Sorry to say this, I'm frustrated, all hesitation, call it patience. Riding or waving, like I'm waiting, mind's just caving, like it's racing. Sorry to say this, I'm frustrated, all hesitation, call it patience. Cause nobody said I should've waited after the end rolls around. What a surprise. Cause nobody said to think twice. Say, it's making me crazy.
You guys tonight. This next one is we've really said this yet, but this is our next single, so keep a lookout. This is called Girls at Parties. We had fun writing this one, so the fence of a private tennis court. There's a gap along the edge, I know, cause I've been here before. And I recognize the faces of the paintings on the walls, but I don't have any friends here, I just like to watch them all. They're falling for each other, and I've been them all before, but I'm slipping in between them like a shadow on the floor. There's a shy kid in the corner, get your brother off the ox. There's a girl who's a mere mortal, wants a secret like the gods. Crack a window for the smoke, and they creep their way inside. Then they break into our hearts and start messing with their minds. I pass a girl who's crying in the bathroom with a friend, and another who looks bitter cause she's stuck inside her head. A couple left together, but I heard he crashed the car. I guess the girl thinks it was karma, it's still gonna leave a scar. We've got just two more for you guys tonight. This second to last song is called Karma's Team.
Guess this is a cautionary tale, and I know you swear to God it wasn't real, but
but I like to think that I was on the passenger side for a reason. I said that you could jump me anywhere, and I know you'll swear to God it wasn't fair, but you let me slip away into the middle of a dreamscape. I always wanted to play for karma's team. This next one is sadly our last song of the night, but we've had so much fun playing there. We're playing in such a cool room right now in the studio with these cool pink lights and awesome people, and we're just having a great time. So we're sad it's coming to an end, but stick around because there's more fun stuff coming. And this last song is my favorite one to play. This is called She's a Liar.
One,
tricks on me, but she's a liar, and they must think I'm a bitch, 'cause I'm all over them. I like to pretend I'm out on my own again. I spin in my dresses, count up my blessings.
Little Fuss, ladies and gentlemen, right here on the Town with Mikey D. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. For now, let's get back to some local music with this next track. Here's Rhyme on Branches by Jen Tyga.
Thank you. I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah.
91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, right here on the radio. Not very good at banter. In that last block, we just heard Rhyme on Branches by Jen Tyga. Following that, we had Humor Balance by Motel Black. Not sure what happened to them tonight. We were supposed to interview them and just nothing happened, but I'm sure we'll catch up with them a little later. You can catch them later down the line, later this month at Notch Brewery with the Daylilies. And hey, the band we just heard, Little Fuss. And hey, guess what? Plot twist. We have them here in the studio right now. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, members of Little Fuss.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey,
do you want to start over there?
My name is Felipe. I play the bass in Little Fuss.
Hello, I'm Carlos, and I play the synth.
I'm Vitor, and I bash on drums.
I'm Cody, and I play guitar.
I'm Olivia, and I sing and play guitar.
Nice. So I don't need to tell you guys that was a rad set, like, a little earlier tonight.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Like, my immediate reaction to it, coming off of, like, the first time of hearing it, just, like, so many different styles and aesthetics, like, I could, like, pinpoint. Like, all at once, it was, like, it was jazzy, it was swing, it has very swingy.
Ooh.
I got a lot of stuff from, like, 90s female folk vocalists, like Jewel and that sort of stuff.
That's cool.
A little bit of the vocalist from the Cranberries.
Yes.
And I think what really stood out to me is that I feel like there were a lot of emphasis on, like, very textural sort of stuff, especially in, like, all the different, like, synths and samples that were used. Do you want to, like, expand upon that a little bit?
Thank you for
thank you.
I feel like you have
could you talk like directly into the microphone?
Oh yeah. Thank you so much. I feel like that the diversity in sound kind of comes from the fact that we try to write every song from a very different place. We never want to become like complacent and like, you know, try to, you know, place a formula to every time we try to write.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I feel like that makes every song just kind of come from left field in a way.
Mm.
And we try to not worry about fitting them all together because we feel like, I don't know, just end up working out anyway.
I feel like that's a good way to think about songwriting, because then it offers up like not only just sort of a variety of sounds to like keep everything different every time, but almost in a way like something that like everyone can find is like just sort of a jumping off point into checking it out.
Yeah.
Hmm. Very much so. I mean, on that note, like, just out of curiosity, since like there was like so many different things going on and like it all just worked out so well, what are like your primary influences, you would say?
Oh, you would. Cody just turned the microphone towards me for that question. That's the hardest
turning question. To the expert.
Exactly. No, I'm not the expert. I mean, the fact that you compared the vocals to the Cranberries just means the world, because that's really nice. I adore the vocals. But we draw influence from a lot of people. Like, I love, like, the Beatles, Bowie, classics. I love Kate Bush, even before Stranger Things. Loved her. Before she was cool a second time.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, Kate Bush never stopped being cool.
Exactly. So, yeah, my mom introduced me to her as a young age. Also, hi, Mom, if you're listening.
Maybe everyone else just stopped being cool.
Yeah, shout out to...
what are some of your influences, though?
I feel like I grew up listening to a great deal of, like, The Strokes and Arctic Monkeys in, like, early 2000s. Kind of rock and trying to combine like those with like textures heard in like The Neighborhood and
Gorillaz
and like Blondie and everything.
So a lot of dipping into like very synth wavy sort of sounds as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like kind of like, dare I say, like a new wave. Like I mean like Talking Heads, like I mean, that's like
love Talking Heads,
The Smiths, The Cure,
Yeah. Mm, fantastic.
More than my mom introduced me to.
And I could see the connection too, like considering so many of those new wave acts were like part of their sound was like all the stuff that they did, just playing around with like textures and layers in a production sort of context. Like I've been on a huge like Oingo Boingo kick. That was Danny Elfman's band before he got into like, you know, film composition and stuff. And like, yeah, it's a lot of that sort of stuff. Like very ahead of its time in many ways.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm. Yeah, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it makes it kind of difficult to interpret our songs live at some point, which is where all these guys come in.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, like what Carlos does on the keys is unreal.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, there were some pretty amazing sounds like coming out at different times. That honestly, like if you weren't aware there was a keys player, I feel like you would like legit assume there was like someone playing chimes and they brought in a turntable and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very Thank you. Cool sort of like sound manipulation sort of stuff.
Well, sort of things like that. Makes the noises himself.
With his mouth.
They all come from within.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's no keys at all. That's all just him coming from his bizarre eldritch voice.
It's an engineering nightmare, but we mic him up.
Yeah.
Oh dear. I was not aware that you were invoking like the eldritch voice of the gods here.
Yep, that's Carlos.
Yeah.
No one told me that we were dealing with otherworldly sort of aspects tonight. Uh-huh. So I'm not upset.
Hey Bush,
I'm a little bit scared.
Quote unquote music.
Yes, the music of the old ones. So what have you got coming up, like coming down the pike coming up late? I mentioned the Notch Brewery show. If you want to like plug that real quick and anything else you got coming up.
Yeah, we're super excited about that. It's, as you mentioned, it's coming up with Motel Black.
Yeah.
That's on the 25th
we're
at Notch
excited.
Brewing. Very, very excited about that. So I guess this is our first time kind of telling anybody, but...
Yeah, should we say it? We kind of said it in the...
Oh, should I hold on to my hat?
Oh my God, we've got a single coming out.
Oh heck yeah.
Called Girls at Parties on the 23rd. So yeah.
Very cool. You played that during your set tonight, I believe.
We did.
Yeah,
it was the talky-talky one.
Hmm.
Yeah, that one.
You can't extract anything from that.
You heard it here, folks. Just go on Google and look up the Beedle-Doodle-Beedle-Doodle one.
Yeah, exactly.
And that will be the first and only Google result to come up.
Girls at Parties, yeah.
I'm sure.
But like...
Register.
You can find that, I assume, on like all the major like services, like Bandcamp and Spotify
and all that.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll blast it.
And we'll post about it.
Fantastic.
So, you know, we'll
have you got any other like shows coming up down the line, or any other like albums or EPs or any other big recordings coming up?
Well, I mean,
the single may or may not be part of something more, but you know, that's to come.
It's a part of like probably our biggest project to date to be released later this year.
Oh yeah,
that we're super excited about.
Mm. Can't really like reveal any details just yet. Still kind of keeping it under the hat.
I mean, I guess we could, but like we haven't talked about maybe we shouldn't.
Probably not like release date stuff, but it'll be called Girls at Parties. It'll be coming out later this year. We spent the past like 2 years self-recording it like in our bedroom.
It's all DIY
nice
stuff.
Very cool. I can definitely get behind like a lot of that bedroom pop sort of aesthetic. I feel like that specifically is getting like a big resurgence.
For sure.
Like there's an artist in Lowell called Lazy that I really love that has a similar sort of vibe to that with the whole bedrock.
Cool.
But the bedroom pop vibe sort of stuff.
Check them out.
Check
for
them
sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. I may play some a little later tonight for that matter.
Yeah.
Have you got any other live shows coming up? Are you planning to like tour or anything like that coming down the line?
We don't have a tour booked yet, but we're playing Boston Arts Festival.
Oh nice.
On the Saturday day at 4. We're playing
on the 10th.
Oh yeah.
September
10th. We're playing a Once show. We love Once. Which is like a Boston venue here that we've played with before.
On the 24th.
On the 24th.
Is that a
September
Crystal
24th.
Ballroom show or Boynton Yards?
Boynton Yards.
Yeah.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah.
So we're super excited for both of those. We would love to go on a tour. I mean, It's, yeah. I mean, if anyone's looking for an opener, but no, and right now we don't have anything booked.
We've just done, like, so far, like, weekend trips. Like, we played a good number of shows, like, in New York and New Hampshire. And
Yeah. When I was looking up, I saw you played Brooklyn not too long ago.
Yeah.
Very cool.
For sure.
Very cool stuff. All right. Have you got any other last things you want to plug before we throw it back to the music? Like, tell them where you can find all their stuff, like, you know, social media links, websites, and all that.
You can follow us on everything at Little Fuss Bands.
Oh, everything. Not just social media, but everything that...
Everything, yeah.
So follow them on social media, Papyrus... Smoke signals, semaphore flags.
Yeah, at Little Fuss Band, it'll get there.
As long as you don't literally Wait, follow us.
There's a sticker behind Cody's car saying Little Fuss Band, so we can follow that too.
Oh my god, no.
Wait, I think Felipe wants to say something.
Yeah. If you lick the wind, you might get a taste of our music, ladies and gentlemen.
You should like burn that into some wood or something.
Yeah.
Or like onto some runic stones.
Yeah.
Oh man, that is philosophical stuff right there. Yeah. Thank you once again for playing tonight on the Town with Mikey D and for sitting in with me in the studio, Little Fuss.
Thank you for having us.
You got it. Let's get back to some local music. We're gonna bring us back in with Between Dreams. Here's Warrior by Between Dreams. Here we go.
She's got fire red lips, swinging her hips. Sometimes she dips so low. Then she picks herself up with her wits by her bootstraps. Double madam man came walking on and on and on. Life goes on and on, on and on. Oh,
can't leave this way. It's out of hand. And you're calmer than before. And you said that I could leave if I wanted to, but that doesn't make sense to me anymore. I'd rather run like a dying sun, eager to collapse. I'd rather let the bloodhounds think we're headed straight into their traps, but they can count me in.
FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D. And I regret to inform you that we're just about reaching the end of our little trip through local music together. In that last block, we had Warrior by Between Dreams, following that If You Want Me To by Lazy. Huh? See? Chekhov's gun right there. I said I was gonna play it, and then I played it. So don't let nobody tell you I don't do the thing. Following that, Caterwaul by 123 Astronaut. And after that, we got Valerie's Song by The Only Humans. As I said, I'm just about ready to wrap up now. Gonna pass it over, to whatever's next. Fear not, my local music lovelies. I will be closing out with one last track, Oh Earth by Glass Mannequins. And don't you worry about getting your local fix of Massachusetts New England music. We'll be back next week, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts College Radio. For now, however, I'm Lels, and I'll see you next time.